Hey, good week day, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about agriculture in South Dakota and the folks who do it every single day, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I recently attended a 60th wedding anniversary for an old cattle buyer friend. When he asked his wife what she wanted for a gift, the answer was something that'll go from 0 to 150 in 3 seconds. He bought her a bathroom scale. Now, whoa, needless to say, happy didn't apply to that anniversary, at least for a spell. What's this have to do with the Corn Cob Open? Well, not much, except if your anniversary is Thursday, June 20th, you may as well take part in the 22nd Annual Corn Cob Open at Spring Creek Country Club. This four-player scramble will consist of two separate competitions beginning at 8 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Each session provides a meal and a lot of prizes. If you have a preference regarding playing in the morning or the afternoon session, you might want to call the office at 334-0100 and get signed up. Corn Cob Open, June 20th, Spring Creek, just east of Harrisburg, South Dakota. I've spoken before about the relationship between South Dakota Corn and South Dakota State University and the research those two entities have been a part of. Dr. Barry Dunn, the Dean of the College of Ag Bio, has a very interesting column in the March issue of Emerge. He compares the terrible drought of 2012 and that of the mid-70s, and both were devastating. The difference being a quarter century of scientific research shared through SDSU Extension. That research resulted in a corn yield which was 61 bushels higher than the 70s, soybean yields were 8 bushels higher, spring and winter wheat yields 18 bushel higher. This resulted in an additional $3.1 billion of farm income in 2012 when compared to the 70s. All of this was accomplished with substantially less water, and it was, according to Barry Dunn, a nearly equal combination of better crop genetics and better management techniques. The final ingredient, obviously, is you folks who live on the land and make it all happen. We can't thank you enough. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be careful in your spring work, and let's say a little prayer for rain.